So for the remainder of our time discussing things, I thought we could move beyond melanoma and get your take on some of the new developments in other dermatologic cancers. In some cases, maybe not that new, but I'm curious, starting out with basal cell cancer. At least in the United States, there are now two hedgehog inhibitors approved. Can you talk about your clinical experience with these types of agents?
So hedgehog inhibitor, they really help us. They help us in some difficult situation. It's hard to believe, but we all know that sometimes we see patients arriving with huge basal cell carcinoma. You think, but how can this person have waited so long? But it happens. It happens because the psychology is a big mystery. And some people just are afraid to see the doctors or consider that if they don't have pain, it's okay. And you see, not stupid people, you see people very intelligent coming with huge tumors. And sometimes the surgery would be even sometimes technically feasible, but it would really be very disfigurating. So you have these drugs that are very effective. The adverse events are there, but they are not very strong. They are chronic adverse events. So sometimes it's a little bit difficult at the end, but it really helps a lot. And I have a lot of patients who really benefit from that. And we now begin to use these drugs in the neoadjuvant setting, meaning that we give sonic hedgehog inhibitor, and then we do surgery in a second time, and we can have very good outcome. But I would say the situation where it helps me a lot also are these patients with Gorlin syndrome. These patients, they have a constitutional mutation of a patch gene, any gene on the pathway, on the sonic hedgehog pathway, and they are full of basal cell carcinoma. Full of them. So they are not metastatic because, as we know, these cancers very rarely give rise to metastasis, but they are full on their skin, they are full of basal cell carcinoma. And if they take the drug, it just stops. I mean, they don't have anyone occurring on their skin for the period they take the drug. It works very well. But now what I do with my experience is that because these patients sometimes are tired of taking the drug every day, and you know, it's very different, the adverse events. It's not very severe, but chronic. Like, they have this dysgeusia, meaning that they don't really feel the same taste of what they eat. And that, I mean, it's a pain after some time not to be able to be very happy with what you eat, especially because these patients sometimes are old. So, I mean, maybe they don't have a lot of distraction and they like to eat good things. And they begin to eat less and less and to lose weight. And they have cramps also. So cramps doesn't seem to be very important. But if you have cramps every night in your bed, you know, these kind of adverse events can be really difficult after some months. So what we do is that we try to find a sort of regimen that is acceptable for the patient. And what I do now currently with my patient is I give the drug for 6 months and then we stop for whatever time. And we try to evaluate the time where the cancer comes back for the Gorlin syndrome. And now for some patients, we know that we can stop for 2 months and then they are in good shape and say, okay, let's take the drug again. So this is not something that has been validated by clinical trials, but that's something that we do in practice, clinical practice.